This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Keith Linder talking about this incredible, frightening set of experiences he and his former girlfriend encountered in suburban Seattle, relatively new home. You kind of think it's haunted. It's got to be an old house. You were talking here about something being removed from your camera, the SD cards. Go on.
Yeah, so the poltergeist in our home, and I truly believe this with other homes, poltergeist as a whole understand and know humans, our affinity for when they capture them on film or video. There were several occasions or moments in the home where I would be at work. I worked downtown Seattle, but live in Bothell, where I would get notifications via email that motion or sound was detected at the Bothell home. So I would log in and I would see our home in disarray and the camera would still be running. So I would be excited thinking that I got something on video, because I can see it in real time from my desk in Seattle, but me seeing something and you and others in the world seeing something are two different things. So I would rush home, probably stand a little bit, going over the speed limit to get home, go into my house and run toward the camera. It's still running. It's still plugged in. I'm excited. And I remove the lid or whatever, and I see that the CD card, the SD card is gone. That's a level of trickery, cunning, intelligence that malevolent spirits have become masters at doing, especially in our home, where they give you only so much, but they take it back almost immediately. See, the poltergeist wants me and Tina, it's haunting me and Tina, it's not haunting the world. And therefore, it wants me to get excited to think I got something so I can rush and send it to you and the other paranormal communities, and y'all believe me and want to help me. But when I rush home, I realize the only thing I got is a camera with an empty or missing SD card. And Tina didn't take the card. I didn't take the card. So house monitoring system says system R, meaning the house was locked on lockdown. Nobody has come into the home or left the home, but the SD card is missing. And that's happened on numerous times. To even rub more salt into the wound, this is how crafty poltergeists are, is occasionally I put an SD adapter in a machine with the card in it. And sometimes they would take I would come to the camera and the SD adapter is laying next to the camera. But the card, meaning the SD card that's, you know, you insert in the SD adapter, that is missing. So they've taken the SD adapter out of the camcorder, sat it down on the counter, but remove the SD card out of the SD adapter. That just irks me till kingdom come. Okay? Because they know. And they're probably laughing and giggling, whatever they do, saying, we got you. And that's just the level of trickery, cunning, preparedness that these spirits in our home would do almost on a daily basis.
All the cameras that you bought during this time, you actually had some disappeared, didn't you?
Yes. So I kept an inventory of everything I bought, about 8 cameras, and I mean by like motion cameras, went missing or still missing to this day. About 2 video cameras that sat on tripods, talking about the, you know, like a Sony or a handheld, are missing to this day. You walk home, your house is in disarray. All the thing is left is the tripod and maybe the power cord. The camera is gone. Other cameras were, some were destroyed. I mean, I've come home and found my camera is disassembled. I've come home and found some destroyed to the brinks of powder, to plastic crystal or whatever, obliterated. Some are lying on the floor, damaged. Some are just unplugged. It varied. It really depended on the room, what I was actually after. You know, the hallway, a lot of cameras went missing in the hallway. That's where a lot of the activity were. A lot of cameras went missing in my office. When I started putting two or three cameras in one room, yeah, you talk about maybe two or three cameras missing, the other ones are unplugged, or the memory stick taken out of it. So yeah, they've changed passwords. I still don't know how they've done that to this day, where they would change the password, my login password when I log in, or they would change the MAC address. They would change the MAC address to where, Tim, I'm at work looking at the camera marked living room. I'm looking in my living room. I can see my living room from my office, from my desk, from my computer monitor. It's my living room. It's the living room I associate or MAC address or vice versa. And all of a sudden, the screen would go black. Okay. 20 seconds later, the screen would come back on again. The camera with the MAC address that says living room is now showing me the bedroom. All right. Nobody's picking up the camera, taking it to the bedroom. The camera has not left the room it's in. But the camera is now showing another part of the house. And then when it wants to go back to the original room, the room it was, you know, mapped to, that room is in disarray. And by disarray, I mean, for those listening, what does disarray mean in this regard? By disarray, I mean, imagine an F5 tornado rummaging through your home while you're gone. Everything is torn asunder. Everything is upside down. Furniture, bed, cupboards, drawers, dresser drawers, ironing board, plants, everything. It looks like a tornado went through your house while you were gone. But the alarm system still says armed. The ADT security system.
That's an interesting point about this phenomena, is that it seems to have a really good grasp on technology, which is really weird. I mean, I know that there have been cases where it is able to text people, you know, send weird messages over text, email, phone calls. You know, things like that, you know, something that you wouldn't think that, you know, I mean, if you're dealing with, you know, whatever a normal haunting would be, that this is something that would have a grasp on technology, sometimes a lot better than people like yourself who work with it every day.
Yeah, you bring up an interesting point, because there's been so many times where I would get an email, or Tina would get an email, and I didn't send it. I'd be in meetings all day. Or Tina would get an email, and I would text Tina back, hey, did you send me this? She'd go, no, I didn't send you this. You know? And it's not even, you can read it. I know, you know your partners, the way they type, the way they talk to you via text or email. And yeah, there are words on her phone or my phone that says it came from her. But you can read it, and there's something a little bit off with the wording. To where we start realizing, you know, they're in your equipment. Literally, I want people to understand. The poltergeist, when they're in your home, just think of it like this. They're in your electrical system of everything. Ours was. And therefore, ours got it to our email. And I would get in trouble. This is where the degradation of the relationship begins, because we don't know this stuff then. I'm telling you this stuff after the fact, because I've read other cases and I've compared the two. When this stuff is happening in real time, you don't know you're being tricked. Tina will come to me and say, this girl sent you this text message. I'm like, what girl? You know? And she would get upset, as rightfully so. She's getting emails that say it's coming from me, and I didn't send it. And sometimes the email would be just trash talking, just the stuff. You know, I come home and Tina's ready to have an argument. Oh, let's have it out now, because what you sent me at work today, I'm ready now. And I'm like, I haven't sent you anything all day. And you don't even know that somewhere in La La Land, where the poltergeist was sitting watching this, they orchestrated the whole thing. Going back to the items that we start finding that didn't belong to us, Tina started finding jewelry, female jewelry. Now, any woman listening to this show, no, if you share a house with a man, and you come home from work, hard day's work or whatever, and let's say you didn't make up the bed today, right? Y'all both didn't make up the bed. And you go up, Tina, you know, she's very proactive like that. One of us didn't make up the bed, whatever, she would go immediately after coming out from work and make up the bed.
We got more to come with Keith. Uh-oh. And Gene and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, some weird force is trying to screw up the relationship between Keith and Tina. And it succeeds, and I got to tell you, that is a part of it I haven't heard before. Do you know of other cases where that's been done, where something deliberately screws up somebody's relationship with their significant other?
You asking myself?
Is that for me or Tim?
Yeah.
Let's go for you, Keith. Then I'll have Tim drop in with an observation.
Yeah, so, I mean, imagine, to answer your question, so Tina comes to me after making up the bed, and women's jewelry falls off the sheet. Well, any woman naturally is going to be livid. I would be livid if it was the other way around. And so an argument ensues. Now, the jewelry is material. That's a physical thing you're holding in your hand. That's called evidence. The only thing I can see in my case is I don't know where that came from. Okay? And that would create an argument. But, yeah, I learned through, you know, looking at other Portuguese cases, pick your century, where, yeah, they, like I said, they're disruptors, where they come in and destroy, you know, marriages or breakups. You know, those families who have children, you know, the children, you know, the people are at odds with each other. They hate each other, you know. Everybody's, like, looking at each other as a suspect, you know. And it becomes so heated. It took a while for me to catch on, but by then it's really too late because, yeah, you find out at the last minute, at least we did. I mean, it's really too late because they went with Tina with the infidelity stuff because they knew from her previous marriages that ended where her husband cheated on her. They can get mileage out of that. They knew the best way to get me, and they were right, was through my tech gear. You know, I'm a techie. So they knew to get Keith is he's going to buy all this equipment and stuff, Best Buy, Craigslist, Amazon, da-da-da-da-da, eBay, all this stuff. I'm buying camera, and just spinning my wheels. So they knew how to get me, and then they just put us at odds with each other and watch us, you know, battle it out. And they did. They watched us verbally, finger point, everything. And then you will see something get thrown or you hear a loud boom, other parts of the house as a relation to us arguing. So, yeah.
Throughout history with the poltergeist phenomena, one of the things that it always attempts to do is to disrupt a household by any means possible. And disrupt means physical things, but also working on an emotional level. In the earlier days, a lot of times the phenomena would target like servants who were living in a house,
yeah.
make it look like that the servants are stealing things, eating food, same thing with the children. The phenomena would take money from the parents and then hide it under the children's bed. So the parents would then accuse the children of stealing things. And that's something that, I mean, you know, you look back hundreds of years with this phenomena and it hasn't changed. I mean, it still works on that emotional level.
Yeah, I would say Portuguese phenomena as a whole, a majority of it, you know, we always talk about the phenomena that's happening in an environment, and that's important. Trust me, that's extremely important. What's left on the table, if you will, is the emotional. Not much talk of the emotional turmoil or aspect. You just say something very interesting, Tim. I was, you know, I'm reviewing right now, in the process of reviewing historical Portuguese cases where it involves fire. You know, all the cases that involve spontaneous fire and objects catching fire. And you're right. A lot of the finger pointing that I'm reading in these newspaper articles, man, they are bringing these children and kids to the ringer, man. I'm talking about law enforcement, fire department, psychiatrists, doctors, parents, priests, because the fire would break up in the vicinity of a child, but the child had nothing to do with the fire. It just happened to be in the room, and everybody's pointing toward the child, and they're lambasting the child, you know. Sometimes they even remove the child from the location and the fire still erupts. And they still invest in the child. You know, if they can't point to the catching the child's hand in the cookie jar, they point to the child having some sort of mental, you know, telekinesis capability, which I don't think is 100% fair nor accurate. But they do that, and sometimes the child is so lambasted that they just cough up and admit it. Ah, yeah, it's me. I'm the one that set the roof on fire. I mean, the ceiling, the roof, outside the house. Yeah, I'm only 5 years old. Yeah, I climbed up there. It was 20 degrees outside, blizzard, and I set it on fire. That was me. And everybody, yeah, see, case solved. And nobody's ever asked the question, ain't no 5-year-old gonna climb up top of no house. set it on fire. But that's the believability. Now, okay, we solved the problem, we can move on. But in our home, it's just the same thing with me and Tina, because only us two live there. And some days I work, I'm an IT, so I have the ability to work from home sometimes, and I do. It's snowing. Obviously, I'm not driving to work. And I don't even go upstairs. I work downstairs. So Tina comes home. I've been upstairs all morning, and she comes down with female jewelry in her hand. I'm like, and, she, you know, you can't really blame her because it's a natural reaction, okay? If I came home and Tina was working home all day and I came up with another man's trousers after I was making up the bed and another man's trousers fell out, poltergeist or no poltergeist, I would be thinking the same thing. And the poltergeists are very clever, and we never asked this question of all the items that I had missing, all the items that Tina had missing that we never got back, and all the items that people all over the world who still to this day have missing that never got back. It's not too far-fetched to believe these poltergeists take these items from place to place. Like, Tina has jewelry missing right now. Okay, we're talking 8 years removed of the phenomena. That jewelry, you know, is appearing in somebody's house, or will be, or already has. Somebody's arguing right now, or being defensive of Tina's jewelry, because we've never seen it. It's not in the house. It's not in the bowels or the cracks or the walls of the home. It's just gone.
All right,
you're talking
Go ahead, Tim.
All right, so you were talking about fire, and that's something that you had happen in your house too, which is a scary prospect. I mean, it's bad enough to think that, you know, an electrical device, you know, could just suddenly burst into flames for normal reasons, but you were having things catch on fire that shouldn't be catching on fire.
Yeah, and one of the things we got in trouble for, which I never quite understood, is when we told the world or people, you know, we have objects in our home catching fire, and these are not objects that normally catch fire. I'm not talking about, you know, a toaster or something, you know. Nothing ever caught fire in the kitchen. We had Bibles catch on fire, and I want to set the record on, what does that mean, keep Bibles catch on fire? Because people take that risk and screw it.
This is getting to be almost a religious connotation. I want to talk more about this as we continue with our discussion. Keith Linder, learning how not to have a relationship with someone, and that is to move into a haunted house. Of course, he didn't realize it. Tim Swartz, our guest co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida, New York, and California are leading the way in new coronavirus cases in the U.S. as the country moved past a daily average of more than 300,000 per day, according to figures from the CDC. The highly contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19 is being blamed for the dramatic rise in recent cases. The CDC recorded its biggest jump in the current trend between December 26th and 27th. Since that day, the U.S. has averaged more than 400,000 daily coronavirus cases, which has also sent the 7-day average soaring. World leaders are sending out New Year's Day messages. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden sent out a New Year's Eve message on ABC TV.
Happy New Year, America.
From our family to yours, we wish you peace, joy, and good health in the year ahead.
This is USA Radio News. Around 4,500 New Year's Day flights were canceled, including 2,500 affecting the United States, as air carriers continue to struggle with COVID-19 and the winter holiday weather. The most affected U.S. carriers were, in order, Southwest, SkyWest, American, Delta, and United. The majority of the U.S. cancellations were from Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Many of them were delayed due to the New Year's Day snowstorm. The city received 9 inches of snow over the holiday. With more than 12,000 flights canceled since Christmas, the holiday travel season has been thrown into turmoil by the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The FAA warned that an increased number of its own employees are testing positive for the virus, which may result in forced reductions in traffic volumes to maintain adequate oversight and safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jacques Vallée, you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
All right, I'm looking at religious connotations here when you say Bibles being destroyed.
Yeah. The reason why, like I said, to clear the record on what that means, is one of the things we were advised to do. You got a home that's haunted, right? So you're getting help from multiple people, including the church. And the church is saying, hey, you need to put your religious beliefs or display it openly, okay? Me and Tina, I'm not classifying as overly religious or religious, more spiritual, but, you know, we're not religious individuals. So, therefore, we were advised to whatever belief we had to display it openly. And we did. So I have Bibles tucked away in boxes or a bookshelf or somewhere. And they said, you need to put those on coffee tables or a lamp table, read from it every now and then, and ask these spirits to leave. Read Psalms, Proverbs, say the Lord's Prayer to, and ask these spirits to leave kindly, not forcibly. And we did. You got to leave the Bible open and you go to bed. Well, guess what? You go to bed, you kiss your girlfriend goodnight, and you wake up 2 a.m., 1:30 in the morning, your fire alarm is blazing. The human instinct, anybody, we all have an instinct of fire. We really have a bigger fear of fire in the middle of the night while we're sleeping. So you wake up, you're thinking your house is on fire, rightfully so. You're not thinking poltergeist started the fire. You just think, my house is on fire. Oh my God, did we leave something on? The stove? Whatever. House is on fire. When you run out your bedroom door and you see that what's on fire is the Bible that you just prayed over, that's a whole new can of worms. The Bible we just prayed over that we left downstairs is now sitting in our doorway on fire. I mean, flames are coming from the Bible. Smoke, ash, soot, where it's triggering the fire alarms in the house. So that's a whole level of fear factor we're dealing with the poltergeist phenomenon, because not only is your heart racing, but the poltergeist has taken a religious object, you know, some would say sacred, and rightfully so, and set it on fire. Okay, what do you do with that? I called the Catholic Church, who gave me the advice to begin with, and they're dumbfounded. They put me on hold. I'm not lying. I am not lying. The people who advise you have reached the end of what they can tell you to do. What did you say just happened? The Bible is on fire. And that happened two more times with just the Bibles. I talked about the computer monitors catching fire. We didn't even talk about the poster that caught fire in my office the day I was in the shower, which was 10 times worse than the Bible's catching fire, because that time I called the fire department, and the fire department arrived on the scene, and I have it on record by their own writing of unexplained fire. They don't know what caused that fire. Now, I know what caused it, but they've been firemen and fire marshal. A poster in the middle of a wall near no heat source, no, you have an outlet behind it, no lamp or anything, doesn't catch fire to where they got to write down in their notes unexplained.
That's one of the things that I've often advised people who are going through the same experiences that you have, Keith. Don't go and hang up a bunch of crosses. Don't get out the Bibles. I mean, even the big thing now is to go and, you know, smudge the house, get the sage, yep, and burn it. So don't do that stuff. You'll just make it mad. You know, it's like the old, yeah, joke, you know, don't shoot him. You'll just make him mad. The religious stuff does nothing except exasperate the situation.
Right, so now when I get calls from around the world or emails for people who have a similar experience, that's one of the first things I tell them. If they're already doing it, I tell them stop. I like, stop right now. It's a knee-jerk reaction. I think a percentage of it is from Hollywood. We see a lot of TV and what's in our subconscious mind of, oh, devil, Bible, oh, devil, cross, devil, holy water. And you throw all these things at it. I mean, we would smudge, and the activity would just be relentless afterwards. So we were like, it was like putting gasoline on a fire, literally. I mean, literally it was. No pun intended. But, yeah, you're putting logs on the fire to where it took 3 years before I met a man by the name of Steve Mara and Don Phillips, who had the knowledge to say, stop doing that. I'm surprised you made it this far. You know, because I could tell you to kingdom come, but to you in your home, own little home, and you're sleeping, and it's 3 a.m., and you're, you know, you're on REM sleep, and you just zoned out, and all of a sudden you got a fire that even when you extinguish it, I'm talking about you've extinguished the fire, and you turn your back to it, to the ashes, and then the ashes flame on again. The second you turn your back to it, you think you're battling God. I know it's extinguished, but I got to leave the room, right? I got to turn my back to it. I got to go, you know, break something up into the room. And the fire reignites. And there's no logical explanation of why the fire reignited. There's a visible presence there standing with you that reignited the fire. And that's what happened 3 times in our home.
How long did this stuff go on before you guys called it quits?
Good question. Moved in 2012. Tina and my relationship with Tina ended in 2015. So Tina was in the home 3 years. I moved out almost to the day, May 8th, 2016. So I was in the home 4 years and 8 days. Tina was in the home 3 years. What was the straw that broke the camel's back for Tina? Because there's going to be listeners who listen to the show who are familiar with the name Tina due to the Ghost Adventures episode, was the ill portrayal of Tina on that show by the Ghost Adventures team. You know, when we were being attacked by the poltergeist day in and day out, by the time Ghost Adventures arrived on the scene, and this was a record they found us, we could find them, we had had it up to here with paranormal teams. I mean, we were really, paranormal teams the world over were really on borrowed time. It was debatable who we hated more, the poltergeist or the paranormal team. I'm talking about overall. Let's just let you know our experience with the paranormal teams locally. So when those just came in, they were really on probation mentally. But they talked a good game, and they seemed sincere at the beginning, and they came. But when they showed the episode, and incorrectly, that's in all caps, portrayed Tina on that episode, that was it for Tina. Tina was done.
How did they portray Tina incorrectly?
Well, if you see the, I don't know if you've seen that episode, Tim might have seen it, but if you see the episode, there's mistruths on the episode to where there's a scene in the kitchen where Tina and Zai is pitch black. We were asked to walk around the house and talk to the ghost, and they were filming. And it's pitch black. We can't see anything. We even complained a few times. It's too black. We can't see nothing. Well, Tina blurts out to the crew, to the staff, to Zach, that she smells sage. She smells sage burning. And me and Tina know when we smell sage, something's about to go off. Something's about to get down. But nobody was heeding her call for that, so they just kept filming. Well, Tina and Zach almost butted heads, talking about forehead to forehead, because it was pitch black. Nobody saw or knew where the other person was in the room. So when Tina almost bumped heads with Zach, Zach in real life screamed out loud, like, ah! Because he was scared. I mean, he saw Tina, she saw him, and she told him out loud, they did the voiceover so you can't hear. She told Zach to stop acting like a pussy. And everybody started laughing. Everybody in the control room, Dave Schrader of the world, and everybody in the garage where they were, you know, the command center was set up, started laughing. We thought it was a moment of levity, you know. And we did not hear from them for 2.5 months while they did the editing of the show.
Let's stop it here, and we'll do that cliffhanger. We've got more to come with Keith and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Okay, so we're going into what they did, these people involved with the reality show, Keith. And you were telling us you hadn't heard from them for a while before something happened.
Yeah, so they came in, I believe it was late November, early December, to the home. And when they left, we hadn't heard from them until maybe a week before the episode aired, which we thought was weird. And we didn't see the episode. They were not sharing with us. So when we saw it, when the world saw it, that's what we saw. Not, a lot of people don't know that. And when we saw it, they got to the moment where Tina and Zach were in the kitchen pitch black, and you could see them in the infrared camera about to butt heads. So we're thinking, oh, man, and I even nudged Tina like, what, they're going to jump back scared and da-da-da-da, and you tell them to stop acting like a pussy. And they did the total opposite. That in voiceover, not live mic, this is voiceover, which he does that in the studio, says when that moment happened, he says on the show that he got a weird vibe from Tina. Like, oh, like, I'm getting a weird negative energy. I'm paraphrasing, but he's saying, I'm getting a weird negative vibe from Tina at the moment that happened. And all of us being there when it did happen knew that was totally false. And when that aired, the social blogosphere blew up and painted Tina as some demon lady. Most of us didn't find anything, but if there was, it had to be Tina. Tina's the demon lady. And Tina got beat up badly on social media with caricatures and accusations. And Ghost Adventures won't come to our defense, not one, they not lift one finger. So Tina was done. She was done, dude. I mean, done. And probably the most often question I get via email today is, has to deal with that, those 20 seconds on that show, of that. Not the case anymore, but Zach, you know, saying Tina was some sort of, you know, weird lady or whatever, which he said.
Now, let me ask you a question here, because this would be a personal one. Tina was how old when this happened?
How old? Yes. I think we're both around mid-40s, 45, 46, give or take.
Okay, so you're a middle-aged couple.
Yeah.
And I assume normal people, and suddenly she is demonized, which has all sorts of really, really nasty connotations, as you know. And it's not just picking a person, but in our society. This is horrible to do this to a woman who looks like she's just another victim. So, okay, so this was it. This was it for her.
Yeah, Tina's done. I mean, like I said, paranormal teams were on borrowed time to begin with. And this was the straw that broke the camel's back, because we're dealing with enough problems already. We did not need this one, you know. And I would try to calm Tina down, but you have to understand, you know, when you deal with a poltergeist, the outside is always looking in, so they don't see what we see. And one of the negative connotations surrounding poltergeist phenomena is, and I've been fighting hard to change that, is the negative stigma on women. You know, of when people came into our home, they always went toward Tina or asked me away from Tina, hey, your girl, is she showing anything weird? Has she got any negative energy, any signs or stuff? Nothing in the house has given a clue to why you would ask that question.
The thing that surprises me is a woman is supposed to be, at least as far as I know and as far as I understand, a symbol of positive energy. I mean, this is surely beyond belief.
Yeah, they're the de facto causative agent, if you will. And it was weird because, like I said, we, you know, whatever they change is on the cutting room floor. And I know TV and shows like to sensationalize, but to sensationalize that part to where Tina comes out, like, y'all found us, we didn't find you. And y'all supposed to make it easier on us after you leave. And believe it or not, the activity got worse because Tina was mad and upset, rightfully so. And that led to arguments and finger pointing, and the poltergeist is just eating that up. And then for y'all to not talk to us for 2.5 months, then we're like, oh man, it's like, and we're left up spinning our wheels. And then even after the show aired, you know, nobody's come calling. People don't want to help us anymore because they think it's Tina or Ghost Adventures didn't find anything. And now they're thinking it's just something that we led people astray on. And we're like, what? We didn't lead nobody astray. But we know what happened because we were there, and they know what happened because they were there. I mean, I'm not saying they could have put that in the show or whatever, but you didn't have to leave it to where Tina came out looking bad. I mean, make it look like Zach or Aaron or somebody look bad. I mean, y'all can do that. You know, but, and then they'll come to our defense, and they still haven't come to our defense. Even when confronted by other paranormal teams, they still have, they've doubled down, tripled down on it. And I just feel like we don't understand that. I don't get that portion of the community. I know all paranormal teams are not like that. I'm not trying to put all of them in that bucket, but, some of y'all representatives are not making you guys look good.
I don't want to get into the litigant issue here, but you're not public figures. And if you're being demeaned on a national or worldwide TV show, you do have some power there, though, to go right after them.
The only reason why, this is a good point, that I stayed another year and a half after Tina was damage control, because I did not want the epitaph to the Bothell House to be that episode, because Tina moved out, I think, a week after the episode aired. A week after, she was done. I drilled down internally, spending nights in the Seattle library reading about poltergeist. That's when I did the flip side and said, I need to learn everything I know about poltergeist and change this narrative because this is wrong. And I came up with the term, or discovered the term, I didn't come up with, discovered the term, parapsychologist. And that's when I found out there's a community out there, very small, that studies this phenomena and goes at it from a psychological aspect angle. And that's how I found Steve Mera. And Steve Mera, who lives in the UK, who was the antithesis to Ghost Adventures, him and Dawn. And when they came, they flew from the UK to my home and lived in the home for 11 days. And we was able to change the narrative with that team and a team led by Nikki Novell out of the East Coast of the United States, to where we rehabilitated the case, the home, and our claims. Because if I had stopped the day Tina moved out, you and I wouldn't be talking right now. The epitaph would have been, Ghost Adventures came in, saw nothing, and that would have been the end of the case. But the case really took off after, I'm talking about as far as the snowball effect, when the parapsychologists came in, because they knew. Everything, they knew our hurt. The paranormal psychologists, they knew the psychological aspect of it, and they worked both angles. Yeah, we got to, number one thing, we got to stop the phenomenon from happening. We got to find out why it's happening. We got to see how we can get you out of here unscathed. No other paranormal team ever did that before. Most programmers didn't come in there just to capture the phenomenon. Ooh, wow, cool, got it. Let's go. Let's go to Applebee's. No. These guys came in wanting to actually, how can we get you out of here unscathed? You know, I became more important than the phenomena inside the home, whereas the other programmer team is the other way around.
I should point out, Keith, that unlike Steve Mara's team, which, you know, you said, I mean, they came twice and spent a number of days in your house with you, Ghost Adventurers, they were there one night. And that was
Ghost Adventurers were up in the home one night to drill down even more. They were only, their investigation only lasted 5 hours. That's not, you know, me guessing or having a stopwatch. They had 5 hours on their itinerary when they arrived. They sent me their itinerary before they arrived, and they adhered to it very quickly. Very good, matter of fact, very good. You know, when we left the house and gave them the keys, I came back the next morning about 6 a.m., they were gone. But 5 hours they were going to dedicate to investigating, which anybody who studies phenomena, don't have to be Portuguese phenomena, but any phenomena, 5 hours is nothing. That's nothing, you know. But you're right, Steve Meredith came in and lived in the house for a period of 2.5 weeks. Visited the home twice, traveled from the UK twice, bought Nick Kyle, the president of the Scotland SSPR, who came in with them a second time and lived with them just to confirm what they said the first time was true, and it was. And Nick Kyle, if you find him online, he'll tell you. Yeah, I was there. I observed everything. These guys are legit. Keith's story is legit. And, yeah, I was there. I had the room next to Keith's. Nothing hokey. You know, the word hokey or hoax. Nothing nefarious going on. And he saw stuff. They all saw stuff.
We're going to have more stuff with Keith coming up. He'll be also on the After the Paracast podcast. With Gene and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.